And now, Spotlight Montana with Laurel Staples.
So today is Giving Tuesday. And
yes, ma'am.
But it's not something that just happens in one day, right? It's a year-round effort.
It's always a year-round effort in the nonprofit world, but it's really lovely to have a day at this time of year when we are really aware of our relative abundance and the blessings in our lives and the challenges that so many of our neighbors face. So to have a one day of giving focused on unlocking the generosity in all of us is really terrific.
And we're facing new challenges more than ever, it seems. And what are some of the new things happening at the United Way?
Well, you know, I would say that during COVID, when we distributed almost $500,000 to service and gig economy workers affected by the pandemic, and we may have to reopen that fund if things don't get better in a hurry in terms of this new variant that we're hearing about. And I would say that we also continue to do the work that we have done every day for many years, mailing a free, high quality, age appropriate book once a month to 3,000 little kids, 0 to 5, working to prevent suicide, prevent homelessness, focusing on substance use disorder, the sort of everyday work that keeps our community going.
So run through some of the giving opportunities, not only with United Way, but others.
Sure. Well, I just mentioned our Dolly Parton Imagination Library. It's an early learning book gifting opportunity where for just $30 a year, so a one-time gift of $30, that gets a free brand new children's book mailed to a little kid in Missoula or Mineral Counties once a month from birth to age 5, so that by the time they start kindergarten, they have a home library of up to 60 books, and they start kindergarten with better language skills and more social skills, and it instills in them that lifelong love of reading. So that's something that I think is just a great giving opportunity. And then on a more serious note, you know, this is a time of year when people who suffer from depression really have a tough time during the holidays. And our Project Tomorrow Montana Suicide Prevention Initiative works really hard to shed that light of help and hope for people so that they know help is always available, that suicide is never the only option. And we have done a lot. We've trained thousands of Missoulians in how to recognize the signs of depression and suicide in their family members, friends, and colleagues, and then what to do to reach out a hand of help. And we are training for just $17.50 a month. You can pays for the training of a counselor and suicide interventionist that are going to be serving on the National Suicide Lifeline that's coming to our country. And they'll be answering lines right here in Missoula, that three-digit 988 number that's coming in July of 2022. So, and they're also, these interventionists are housed at other places in our community, like Mountain Home, Montana, Flagship, the Parks and Rec Department, Missoula County Public Schools, All Nations Health Center, and more. So we always need more suicide intervention and preventionists in our community.
And what resources are out there right now for those dealing with depression, need some help, and holidays and everything?
So the quickest and best thing to do if you or a member of your family are feeling depressed or suicidal is to call the National Suicide Lifeline, 1-800-273-8255, or text MT to 741-741. That's the National Crisis Text Line. Soon, that long number, the 273-8255 800 number, we will just have to dial three digits, 988. It'll be just like calling 911 for an emergency or 211 when you need help with services in our community. 988 is going to be a big game changer in our country.
What are some of the things that the United Way has to do to prepare for that?
Well, paying for these counselors to get the kind of intensive training that they need to provide that kind of life-saving help to people. There are multi-day training courses. They are expensive, but they are absolutely crucial to having this Lifeline staff 24/7. So $210 pays for a training for a one counselor and interventionist for our community for 1 year. Just $17.50 a month. That's really a life-saving gift.
Well, what are some of the easiest ways to contribute to the program that you've mentioned?
Sure. Well, you know, I want to talk more about, I want to talk about United Way, of course, but there's so many wonderful opportunities in our community that all of us now are have moved to online giving. So MissoulaUnitedWay.org is our website address and the quickest and easiest way to click on the donate button. But, you know, we are so aware of hunger and homelessness in our community all year round, but especially at this time of year. The Poverello Center has put out an urgent call. They ran out of bedding for their guests last night. So they're asking people to drop off spare sheets and blankets at the POV this week. They're serving more than 160 people a night. They are in such urgent need. So people can drop off extra bedding at 1919 North Street West at the emergency shelter. And then of course at the Poverello's regular location at 1110 West Broadway. And of course we love our food bank, and so many of our neighbors have to rely on the food bank year round. And at the holidays, the demand goes up. So MissoulaFoodBank.org. I am also a big fan of our statewide food bank, the Montana Food Bank Network, MFBN.org, because not only do they provide food all over the state of Montana, but they work on upstream solutions on how do we prevent hunger so that people in our community don't have to rely on the food bank every month. So they do a lot of advocacy and public education about solutions to hunger. I think although we do tend to think a lot about children at this time of year, we have to remember that we have hundreds, if not several thousand, of our elderly neighbors who are very vulnerable, many of them alone. They rely on Meals and Wheels and some of the other great services from Missoula Aging Services. They have a holiday giving tree on their website, and that's MissoulaAgingServices.org. You have to remember to put the two A's in the address in the middle. But those Meals on Wheels make sure that homebound adults get a good meal and, you know, a hot meal and a friendly visit.
Sure.
And helping with gas and grocery cards for older adults with limited income, helping foster grandparents with their data plan so that they can continue to check in with students who are learning remotely. So I always like to think about Missoula Aging Services at this time of year for, you know, it's our grandparents who are often alone during the holidays. And, you know, again, other ways other than money to give, shopping at the YWCA's Secret Second Stores or the Hope Rescue Mission's Thrift Boutique. Those are good ways to help. The Parenting Place, which works to prevent child abuse by helping parents and caregivers become stronger and better. Youth homes with the kids that are in their care who always need presents and want basic necessities like clothes and shoes. There, again, no shortage of opportunity.
Yeah, there's so much out there. And also volunteering is another way to...
Absolutely. Those Meals on Wheels drivers, you know, COVID hit hard at the driver population for Meals on Wheels. So because some of them were so vulnerable and susceptible to the disease, the virus. So becoming a volunteer driver for Meals on Wheels, or a senior companion helping older people shop and with basic necessities around the house.
And I know the United Way has stepped forward to help out in response to COVID-19 and the pandemic. And now we have this new variant coming our way. What are some of the things United Way is doing to prepare for that?
Well, we are looking at the balance of our COVID-19 emergency fund and preparing to respond if necessary to as we did in 2020. when so many people were displaced, had their hours cut or their jobs eliminated by COVID. We're hoping, you know, we want everybody to be vaccinated and so we can reopen and get back to work. But we will be prepared to help out again. So we are constantly mindful of the balance in our COVID-19 and other emergency and disaster fund that we in the past would deploy for wildfire and flooding relief, but in the last year and a half has been virtually all COVID-related relief. And just, you know, trying to make sure that the ongoing work of nonprofits that make our community so vibrant and contribute so much to the quality of life in our community, that they are kept strong through the pandemic. They need to be here in good times and bad. We can't imagine Missoula without our strong network of nonprofits.
The United Way has also responded to, of course, the homelessness and has for years, starting the 10-year plan to end homelessness and up to the recent purchase of some tents.
Where yes.
is right now with that response?
So the Temporary Safe Outdoor Space continues to operate on 93 South. The tents that were originally erected almost a year ago were, even though they were high quality, all-weather tents, after over a year of heavy use, all kinds of weather, you know, wind, snow, hot sun, we needed to replace them. And we ordered some hard-sided tents that we think will be much sturdier. I'm sure Brooke and your weather team will be forecasting winds coming up soon. And we've had disasters there with tents blowing down, and we just can't have that happen. So we did order these sturdier tents that are being erected now.
Okay. Well, any new developments in what could be next with responding to the homeless?
So obviously shelter is just a temporary answer, and the real answer is housing. And our community is working hard every day on housing solutions. Homelessness has increased during the pandemic in Missoula and elsewhere, everywhere in the country. And I think we are very fortunate that we have so many good minds in the public sector and the private sector working on solutions on permanent, appropriate, affordable housing. But those solutions take time and cost money. There is no quick fix. In the meantime, we're doing our best to provide shelter to people who simply have nowhere else to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and again, getting back to the season of giving and everything, what else would you like our listeners to know?
I guess I think I want people to know that Missoula is one of the most extraordinarily caring communities, I would say, in the country. And it is our nonprofit sector that helps make it so. Imagine Missoula without our art museum, without our food bank, without our University of Montana, without our Providence St. Patrick Hospital, without so many of the nonprofits that contribute to the quality of life. It's why people want to live here, because we have so many wonderful institutions. We have such a vibrant downtown and an increasingly vibrant Midtown. Both the Downtown Association and the Midtown Association have foundations that are raising money to keep our downtown strong and really open up and enliven our Midtown area of town. So whatever your charitable interest is, there is a nonprofit here that can meet that interest. So find something that you're passionate about, whether it's kids, whether it's the environment, whether it's animals. Have to mention the terrific work at the Humane Society of Western Montana. And then you will feel better, not just at the holiday season, but year round, if you reach out a hand and open up your checkbook and give of your time to any number of our terrific Missoula nonprofits.
And for those that are listening that need help, where should they start with? What's the best
to turn to first? The best local point of entry is 211. It's the help information and referral line run by the Human Resource Council. So 13-digit number, just like in the old days when we would dial 411 to get a phone number. 211 is a single number that links people in need of resources with organizations that can help. They have the most up-to-date list of resources available, and it's a good point of entry to start if somebody is in need of food or shelter or clothing or gas. They are overwhelmed at this time of year, but hopefully on a day like today, people are responding, not just in Missoula, but nationwide, and reaching out that hand.
All right, 211, that makes it easy. Anything else before we wrap up, Susan?
No, I think I've said it all.
Yeah. Well, keep up the good work and happy holidays to you and everyone.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to all of you too.